The Mishnah tells us in Megillah that the different days of the year are a different amount of aliyah. So on our daily, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, you have 3. And you have Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, 4. Yom Tov, 5. Yom Kippur, way we pass in 6. Shabbos, 7. So the debate over there in Megillah. So the Ran, I believe, some explain that the Aliyah is a reflection of the Kedusha Sayom. So therefore, during, that's what the minhag is on Yom Tov, we really don't give Hosafos, only on Shabbos, because the concern is if you take a 5-day and give a Hosafa, you'll equate Kedusha Yom Tov with Kedusha Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur with Shabbos. So therefore, the minhag is we only do Hosafos on Shabbos. And even that, you know, the minhag hagra, many yeshivas only go with 7. They don't like Hosafos because they say that was originally when there was a bracha in the beginning, a bracha at the end. And now that everyone gets to an aliyah, so they don't like the Hosafos anyway. But in many shuls, the minhag is to add Hosafos. However, even in those shuls, at certain times we don't do Hosafos, like Amav Sik and Mekolos, like the Gemara says in Megillah. Well, there's another minhag brought down that when you read Parshas B'Shalach, that after you read the Az Yashir, then you go to Shiras Miriam, the song of Miriam, and then the issues at Mara, the waters of Mara, that they didn't complain how bitter it was. They couldn't drink from it until Moshe threw the 8th into it to sweeten it. So the fact that the minhag is not to break up the incident of Kriyas Yamsuf with what happened at Mara, there must be some connection. The Mefarshim explained that when Moshe went to Paro, telling us, get my people go, and it ended up getting worse. In the beginning it got worse, Paro made it worse. You go collect your own straw. So Moshe's complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see? From the moment, and we'll see the Medrash is going to play the two words of Uz here and Uz by the Uz Yashir, but from the moment I went to speak to Paro, things only got worse. And Hashem answered Moshe saying, no, you'll see, no, don't worry about it. Moshe will let the people go, and not only that, he'll make them run out quickly. And therefore, Moshe, as the Medrash says, Moshe realized his mistake. In other words, he caused harm with us, and now he's going to do a tikkun with us. In other words, when Moshe first complained about to Moshe, to God, that the Jews are suffering even more, that was us. And then now, Az Yoshia Moshe, when he saw the picture, the full picture now, that the Jewish people greater, the greater the suffering, the greater the geula. So he says, now I see I caused harm with us, but ultimately us was a rectification. So what does it mean? So it means as they give a mushel, let's say you have bitter coffee. So you want to put sugar in the coffee. The coffee beans are still bitter, but you're masking the taste with sugar. So that's the way we do things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was totally different. That the water was bitter in Mara and he threw in, ate something else that's bitter. Because basically, the difference is that the coffee remains bitter and then the sugar coats it, or the diet sugar, whatever you put on. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only mask it, but he changes it, he transforms it. In other words, you could still be slaves in Egypt, but I'll give you comfortable Casper mattresses. That's masking the slavery, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work that way. He doesn't mask it, he changes it completely. He transforms the bitterness into sweetness. And that's why, that's the connection that Oz, in the beginning, even when things are bitter, the bitter turns into good. That the darker the goal is, the ultimate, the redemption. And that's why they point out what happened right afterwards. After they left Mara, they went to Elam, and they had a bunch, I think 12 springs of, and 70 palm trees. So the question is, why palm trees? We know we call them, I don't know, peach trees, apple trees. It's called by the fruit. The palm tree, it should be called the date tree. Why is it called the palm tree? And that's because that's the yisod. Even though the palm tree is bitter, but the fruits are very sweet. So we call it a palm tree to remember even the sweetness of the fruits, even something so sweet comes from bitter times. And that's why, so that's the yisod. That's actually the yisod of Tu B'Shvat. It's always around, we Kriya Shamsuf is usually around on the parasha of the Shalach. Is always around Tu B'Shvat, because Tu B'Shvat is, it's in the heart of the winter. Yet we say the sap is growing in the tree. There's no way, how could you picture now, it's snowing outside, it's freezing, especially in North America. It's just probably a little better. And we're saying it's the beginning New Year's for trees, that the trees are growing, because deep down in the darkness, that's where it's the time of revival. And therefore, that's what it is like by Kriyas Yamsuf. We turn the Oz from bitter, we transformed it into an Oz Yoshi Moshe, into sweetness like the wood, two negatives equal a positive. So too, it's a time of rebirth. And that's what Tu B'Shvat is, ready for the revival. Deep down right now, it's impossible, it's freezing out. But the sap's preparing that for the beautiful fruits that are going to come out. That's what we're celebrating on Tu B'Shvat, whether it's Aleph Shvat according to Beis Shammai or Tu B'Shvat, that's the yisod, the power of transformation, that deep down, it's the sap is growing, and that's the transformation is we go from the winter time to spring to prepare us now for the coming Purim and Pesach, to get ready for Pesach. And that's why, as it says, Pesach, it's very rare that we make a bracha out on something bitter. We make a birchas hamitzvah on the maror. We don't make it on, let's say, the sweet charoses. It's Pesach time, and especially Leil Pesach, that we know that all the instances of slavery and bitterness turned into something sweet. And therefore, we know that the bracha, we make the bracha on the maror, but it covers all the sweetness. It's like we call it the palm tree. It comes from bitterness, but that's where the sweetness comes out. And that's what the Oz, by man, we master taste, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he totally transforms slavery to freedom, bitterness to sweetness. And that's what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's what's happening now. Tu B'Shvat, the revival, the renewal, that from the sap growing in the tree in order to produce the sweet tasting pyros.